I'm Rosie Carter. I think you all know me. I'm 17 years old, and this is my 5th year at teen camp. Crazy. Okay, well, hi, Mom. Okay, well, we learned a lot about Romans this whole entire week. That was our theme this week, and I could probably take Tom's place for about a year and just share on the great truths of Romans, because it really is such a great foundation to the believer's walk. And one thing I really wanted to share was that every single one of us fell short if we wanted to do our own get our own self-righteousness. And no matter what you've done in your life, or no matter how many verses you know about the Bible, or if you climb down Mount Everest backwards, you can't be self-righteous. And you really can't by yourself. And we all went short of the glory of God, whether Jew or Gentile. And God loved us so much that he sent his only son so that we can have eternal life and abundant blessings above that, that's how we became righteous. And even on top of that, there's no grace but. It's all grace. So I'm righteous now, and now to become more righteous, I think I'm going to be the best fellowship leader in the entire world. No, that's not how it is. You're self-righteous, and that's it. There's nothing you can do to make yourself more righteous or more closer to God, because God gave you all that when you became born again. And if we all just realize that and realize that there is no way to make ourselves better, you know, in the sight of men or anything like that, we can start edifying each other in love. And that's where growth begins, really good growth, because we all realize that we're not good, and I'm not better than Brian Donahue, or I'm not better than the little 8-year-old that got born again yesterday, because we're all part of the body of Christ, and we all realize that it's because of grace. And when we realize that it is because of grace, and it's not because of our own works, or it's not because of our own whatever, it's a great feeling, it's so much better to, you know, see each other in love. And then for that, we can get rewards in heaven. But I keep talking, so never mind. That's all I wanted to share. Self-righteous, no. It's all because of God's grace, and it's not anything more that we can do. And, yeah, okay.
My name is Josh Thomas, and I'm 23. And this year, more than ever, I saw how clearly it was, once again, it was the Word of God that changed people. It was the Word of God that was taught that caused the growth and the excitement and the joy in people. Yeah, sure. Sure, some of the people there was a lot of joy just being around teens kind of for the first time. And when I first came to teen camp, that's kind of what it was for me, was, wow, look at all these other people my age that believe God. This is the most exciting thing in the world. But really, you know, haven't been going for a while. And even this year, it was, once again, I just saw how clearly all that Tom and Jeff basically did was teach Romans. All they did was teach God's Word. You know, he talked about, he really whipped us into shape. He just taught Romans. He just taught the Word of God. And it brought change to people, the genuine change. You know, we talk every year about how there was nothing in the trees, there was nothing special about teen camp. There's no special teaching. You know, if you've never been to teen camp, it's not like Jeff and Tom were holding back some little nugget of truth that we heard. So that's why we're excited about the Word of God. That's why we can come back and say, God loves me. Why we can come back and say, I want to serve God this year. It was only because of the Word of God. It was only because of Romans. And we hear it every Sunday morning. We do. There was nothing. You know, it was cool to hear some new details about Romans, to hear some new things about how Romans 9 through 11 fit together, fit with the whole context of Romans. But basically, all they taught was the foundation, the completed work of Jesus Christ, the liberty that is ours in Christ. And that's what set people free. That's what changed people's hearts. So I thought that might bless you guys to hear, because a lot of you guys didn't get to come to teen camp, but it's, you've still got the Word of God, and you get to come here, and you get to be a part of this body of Christ, or be a part of a body of Christ wherever you're at, and it's the Word of God that changes people. Love you guys.
I'm Claire Thomas. I'm from Columbus, and I was 23 during teen camp. And something huge that I saw this week was that our old man nature is, I just saw what it was, really. Everything that God set up, our old man nature said, whatever, I'm going to do things my own way. And that's what we were in bondage to, and that's what people are in bondage to now, if they don't have the Spirit of God in them. And then I saw how clearly we were delivered from that in Jesus Christ, and how everything was completely wrapped up in Jesus Christ. And now we have the decision to choose walking in the things of God that we couldn't choose before, or just going with our old man nature, which is natural for us. And so that's the biggest thing I saw, is we have a choice now, and that's amazing.
Stephanie Schott, and I'm 19, and I'm from Tennessee. And what really stuck out to me this year at teen camp was a lot of what we heard in manifestations. And it was that God has called us to a relationship with Him. And as far as in the teachings, we talked about not judging one another and not saying, oh, look at you, you're not doing the Word. Or look at you, you're judging Him for not doing the Word. But the way that we can do that is by walking with God and by staying thankful. Because without that love and forgiveness that God has given us towards each other, it's just not worth anything. So I wanted to share that. That's all I have.
Well, my name is Robert Donahue, and I'm 16. I'm from Columbus. And I just saw the body of Christ this past week, and just how it just all fits together and how it all works and how we all need it and how we all have something to give to the body of Christ. And it's just, you can't go your own way and do it by yourself. It's just, you have to stay with the body of Christ, and you have to be part of it. Because if you're not part of the body of Christ, well, if you don't live with the body of Christ, you're with the world. And that's the only other alternative. And you just have to be with other believers and just fellowship with them. And you just see the Word of God living and see just their ministries and how you have something to give too, and you can just live for God too. And it's great seeing the body of Christ just edifying itself in love and just glorifying God as a result. So that's all I want to share.
Hi, my name is Stephen O'Loughlin. I'm 21 and from Ireland. This week has just been amazing to just realize where we came from, just how unrighteous and ungodly we were, and to realize how big our God is, that He gave His Son for us so that we can live the lives we have now, and that really we're righteous. It's not righteous, but we're just righteous, and that's it.
My name's Eli Snyder. From Columbus, 23, and this week was just a great blessing for my heart and mind, and it was just the Word, you know, like the power of the Word, the double-edged sword, and it was just great to be around other like-minded believers and see their great heart for God, how they could walk in love, and just the whole week was just great to see, just to start to see a little bit about how big God's grace is and how much He's accomplished for us through His Son, only begotten Son that He sent for us. I think what Jeff and I pray it was Jeff or Tom, doesn't matter, it was the truth. I mean, it was the first or second day, and they said, you never get too old for Romans. And I think I just started to see a little bit about how foundational Romans is to anything that we do in our lives or in the body. So that's all I want to share. Thank you.
All right, my name is Brian Mullins, and I'm 22, from Columbus. And one of the things that There are so many things that blessed me this week, but I'm just going to share one little thing. We have a designated prayer house, and I went there in the middle of the week, and I started praying, and I was looking around, and I just realized how amazingly huge God is. He's so big. Like, he's bigger than I can think. It's just, I mean, I'm looking around at these trees, and I'm thinking, man, he made all these little molecules that made life, and they can reproduce, and then on top of that, he put the stars in the universe, and he set the earth in its place with the moon, and it's just everything like that. And as I was praying, I just realized how big this is, and how it just means so much more after that, what he's done for us through his son Jesus Christ, and that he wants and desires a relationship with us. It's just such an amazing thing. So that just really blessed me this week.
Brendan Kelly, and I'm from Columbus, and I'm 15. And just this week, we went through Romans, and it's just such a foundational book for us that just knowing that, we can just know God. And just one thing that I learned was just how backwards we are, and just the law of Adam in us, that everything that God set up, you know, we do the opposite. Like, you tell a kid to not do something while you're gone, he probably never even thought of doing that. But then he'll do it just because you said not to. And that's just how we are with God, that we do the opposite. And just those truths are just so valuable to see just how much we didn't deserve this unconditional righteousness that we have. And that's just what I wanted to share. So thank you.
Hi, my name's Danny Shuck, and I'm 13. This will be my first year at teen camp, and one verse that really blessed my heart was Romans 15:2, and that was, let everyone please his neighbor for his good to edification. And that was really cool because if we believe what God has said that we are and stand on that, that's really cool because then there will be no judging others, and we can really think of others and not just ourselves. And that was just really cool because then we can just say, okay, God, who can I bless today? Who needs to hear God's word? And that just was really cool, and that's really what I wanted to share.
I'm Angeline Burke. I'm 13. I'm from Columbus. What really blessed me this week was just learning about, like, how we were just, like, disgusting, and we, like, hated God and stuff, and he saved us from that. And it's like, why wouldn't we want to live for him? And why would we, like, judge people when everyone was just as, like, horrible? And to judge them for what they did is just wrong. I mean, like, We all came from the same thing, and we were all sinners, and just, I don't know. And just seeing it, like, we want to work as a body, and we want to work together. And just seeing it, I don't know, just seeing it, like, with the people there and seeing them work, like, it's not like you hear a teaching and then you go back out into the world. Like, it is normally, like, we hear a Sunday teaching, and then it's like Monday we go to work or we go to school or whatever. It's like the entire week you were with your brothers and sisters in Christ, and it would be a teaching, and then it's like you would talk with them, and you would just discuss everything that in the teaching, and you would get, like, everything out of it. And it was so much easier to live the word, because there were people around you that set examples for you, and it just helped you live it. And it was, I don't know, it helped me see that I want to live like that in the world too. And I want to share this with my worldly friends, because I don't want them to die, and I don't want them to be just like, I want them to to live for God, because God has saved us when we were just horrible. And I don't know, that's what blessed me.
Okay. I'm Kristen Kelly. I'm 13, and this is my first year at teen camp. And the whole thing was just, like, amazing, because, like Angeline said, everyone was always just speaking the word, like, all the time, and it's like we're just away from the world or something. But, I don't know. Besides that, what really blessed me, something, was how there's nothing that we can do to take away or give us any more righteousness. Like, it was all by grace, and there's nothing so terrible and just sinful that we can do that can make us a little bit less righteous. And, like, there's nothing so good that, like, can please God enough, you know, so I can be a little bit more righteous than the next guy. But, like, I don't know, and the nature of Adam just makes us want to be a little bit better. And he makes us think that, like, because we did something, that, oh, God's not pleased with us anymore, you know? Like, and there's no way that we can lose it. And, like, you can just see how smart God is. Like, he would have known that man was going to mess up his plan if he made it possible. And so he made it so we couldn't mess it up at all. And that was really cool. That's what I wanted to share.
Hi, I'm Caitlin Roush, and I'm 14. And this year was my first year at teen camp. I got really blessed, like, overall, the entire thing, just how much everybody loved, and they were all, like, listening to what you had to say about the word and then what they had to say, and just how we built each other up. What blessed me was, like, about not judging each other. And how it's so wrong of us to judge each other. Just, it's stupid. Like, we were all bad before, and now we're born again, and we're righteous. So there's, like, no point in saying, oh, I saw that guy do something wrong, because we've all done something wrong, and we still do things wrong. But we're God's kids, and he loves us. So it's more important for us to remember how important the other person is to God and how important we are to God. Just how much he loves us. And it was a blessing to see, like, people get blessed by God. And, like, you could see his love throughout the entire week. I was just blessed by that.
13, 13, 13, and 14. Isn't that something? Man, oh, man. Makes me look back to what I knew when I was 13. Maybe you did. But, you know, those little girls, I also wanted to say, those four girls that just shared, hats off to you parents and to you children's fellowship teachers, because they came in geared to learn the word. We had a little crew of 13 and 14, about six of you that were 13 and 14. And a lot of times we see these teens come in for their first year and they're a little hesitant, feeling things out. I'll just be a little fly in the corner and not make waves. These six came in like, hey, we're here. You know, we're here to learn the word. And you 17 and 18 year olds better watch out. We're going to be running the fellowships in a few years. I mean, they came in primed to learn God's word. It made me very proud of what you parents are doing in your homes and what you children's fellowship folks are doing in children's fellowship, because that didn't come out of a vacuum, you know. So, Sean, you're next. Can I tell them a story about you? Unless you were going to tell it. Were you going to talk about running a fellowship?
Yes.
Oh, you were? Okay. Well, I'm going to tell them anyway. Then you can tell them what you want to tell them. We had a number of new fellowship leaders this year. Sean, who's going to share in a second, was among them. And he said the greatest thing the second day we met, because I know a lot of these newer folks, we bring them in 2 days early to help them acclimatize themselves to each other and to us and to where we want to go with the week. But still, when you first sit down with that fellowship, it's a little scary if you haven't done it before. And we talked a little on the second day after they'd met once. And he blessed me so much because he said, you know, running a fellowship, just like speaking in tongues. You just start, and then God shows you what to do. You just start, and then it's there. And I thought, boy, some of us who've been doing this 15, 20, 30 years would do well to remember that. Sometimes you can get so good at it that you don't even check in with God anymore. So I was very blessed by that. Was that what you were going to share? Somewhat? Okay. Well, take it from there. We'll double team them, okay? Take it from there, Sean.
Yeah, I'm Sean, and this is my sixth year at teen camp. I'm 18, and like you said, this is my first time being a fellowship leader. And it just helped me learn how to walk with God, like, so much more, and helped me grow a lot, like, so much. And, you know, that's what, just what he said, is kind of like what I was going to share, you know, how it is, just like, I was so, like, when he first asked me to be one, I was like, oh, I'm kind of nervous, you know. And like, and then, and I actually did it, you know, the very when we first met for the first time, it was just kind of like, it's all flowed together. I didn't need to, like, think about anything. I didn't need to, like, ponder or anything. It just all kind of just fit together really well. Like, I just walked with God, and it just happened, you know. And this week really helped me grow other areas, too. Just that, like, what to do and what not to do, you know. Because, you know, I mean, I still got distracted a little bit during the week, but then I realized, wait a minute, you know. You know, we're here, you know. I don't know. But, you know, I really helped me grow, you know, what, I mean, when you mess up sometimes, it's just as easy to learn, like, that you're learning there too, because, you know, when you're weak, I'm strong, it says, and you learn so much, just, I grew so much this week, just, you know, learning how to run a fellowship and stuff like that, and I was really blessed that Tom asked me to be one. But also, I just learned a few other things this week, of course, about Romans, obviously, but you know, who we are in Christ. We're dead to sin. I mean, every one of you out there is more than conquerors. You're, like, victorious in everything in life, no matter what, you know, because that's what God says about you. And, you know, no matter what the devil can say, you are more than conquerors, and you're victorious in this life. And really blessed me this week is just seeing how the body of Christ works together, just how everyone just loves each other so much. And just, you know, we're here for each other. We're here to help each other. That's what God's, like, plan was, is to, for the body of Christ. And, you know, we're just out to help each other and love each other. And it's just so awesome, because the love of God is so important. And, you know, I got, like, really, like, delivered from a lot of stuff this weekend. I just really got, like, you know, I really got, like, talking to believers, and just, you know, really helped me a lot. And it shows me, like, how to love more, too, and just how to, you know, walk with God and stuff. I don't know. Just, it was really awesome. A really life-changing week. That's all I'll say. So.
Hi, my name is Bridget Burke, and I'm 19. And this week, I was blessed to see God's Word believed. To see, it's wonderful when a bunch of teens get together, and it's so amazing because you've never seen this kind of liberty and grace before. And so, of course, I can drop whatever act I have. I can, you know, feel comfortable and feel loved. But what I thought was wonderful this week was to see, you know, Romans, which is a whole lot of God's Word to believe, but you saw it around you. You saw people believing the Word. And I went into this week, and I was excited, and I was blessed to be here, but I was thinking, geez, you know, I'm getting kind of old. I know it probably sounds foolish, but it's just, you know, when your younger sister and, you know, I was thinking, wow, I'm getting up there in teen camp years. And I was still expecting to see God work and expecting to see, to have a wonderful week, but, you know, that was still kind of, oh, you know, am I going to be able to do as much? Am I going to be able to, you know? And I got over it, and I got blessed, because I had to realize first that each of us, it's our responsibility to hold the standard of the Word up in our minds, and that I'm never too old to believe the Word. I'm never too experienced to believe God's Word and to be amazed by His grace and His power and His love. And I'm never too young, which I thought I already knew that. And this week I was so blessed to see people magnifying God's Word in their lives and in their hearts and in their minds rather than their feelings and their emotions. And it's easy to get caught up in your emotions. And when you see all this love and all this grace all around you, that you just get so excited. But I saw you know, something else. People deciding to believe the word, deciding to see, they see the grace that they have. They see what's theirs, you know, from Romans, to see those truths of Romans, but not just be excited about it, but they believed it, and I believed it. And it was just wonderful to see, you know, everybody that I've grown up with, everybody that I've seen, you know, grow up ahead of me, grow up, you know, after me. And to see that in their own lives and in my own life, that God's word is always going to be true and it's always going to be mine if I decide to make it so and if I decide to believe it. And we saw these wonderful truths from Romans about righteousness and grace and liberty and believing the word. And that ultimately, if you don't decide to believe the word, then you're never going to be able to take and to live in the liberty that is yours and to stand in the grace that is yours. You know, I know that I have Christ with me wherever I go and that I have grace with me wherever I go. But if I don't decide to believe it, then how am I ever going to be, you know, set free by what I see from God's word? So that's all.
Well, my name is Alfred Covington, and it's obvious that I'm not 18 or 16, but it was one of those incredible weeks where you just saw the power of God live incredibly in the hearts and lives of the teens and the lives of the staff that came through the door. And I feel like Bridget, you know, you go to these things and, you know, you look at yourself in the mirror and you're losing your hair and you're getting old, but it's still the greatness of God's power, and it's the word of God believed that God gave to us for that reason. And none of us are ever too old to accept that we are righteous, that we are justified, that it's the power of that God put in Christ Jesus our Lord to redeem each and every one of us, to call us his sons, to give us the promises of his word that come what may. You know, we're still more than conquerors, as Sean shared. And that's the greatness of living, that the word of God is to be believed. Whether we be young, old, or in between, it's for all of us, and it's to all of us. And, you know, the thing that sticks in my heart and life the most that I'm still shaking from is seeing the staff come in, you know, day after day for 10, 12, 15 hours and put their lives on the altar of God's word to serve what you see sitting in front of you and coming up to speak, which is the salt of the earth. You know, and that's my exhortation, to never forget that we are the salt of the earth and that these teens that are coming in, that's what they are. You know, God help us if we ever shun the responsibility and the privilege of raising them in God's word and realizing that each of them have a responsibility and a ministry and a service to offer to us and to the world. And that's why I went, you know, and I know that that's what God wanted me there for, you know, and by God's grace and mercy, as long as I have breath within me, you know, that's what I want to do, because that's what God gave his son for each of us to be able to live in this victory and to experience together as the body of Christ. So love you. Thanks for letting me go, Tom. Love you guys.
Hello, I'm Luke Hill. I'm 18 and I'm from Tennessee. One thing that I wanted to share was that how shall he not freely give us all things? We've, in Romans, God over and over lays out the beauty of what Adam did for us and then what Jesus Christ did. And because of God gave his son Jesus Christ, we can now have life, a true spiritual life. And because of that, when we take that into consideration, you know, if God gives us this huge gift that cost him the most precious thing ever, you know, he'll give us just something, you know, he can answer a little prayer. He can provide this. He can provide that. He can provide a house if you need it. He can provide a car. He can provide, that's the tiniest stuff compared to the price of his son, Jesus Christ. And the theme is just, that's been the theme of Romans, and reflectingly the theme that's been coming up repeatedly this morning, just believing. And that when we believed, it was done. It's sealed. And not only that, but the just shall live by that believing. And that's what one of the things that really blessed me.
Hello, I'm Jenna Heath. I'm 19 and I'm from here. This is my fourth year. Now, last time I got up here, I bawled my eyes out, so hopefully we won't do it this year. Geez, Tom, you made me get up here. There's so much I want to share on. So now that I'm up here, I'll talk. Everybody's been talking about Romans, and that has been quite awesome, but of course I have to be a lot different than everybody else, and what stood out is Tom shared on Galatians 6, and it was just awesome, because it was like God was definitely talking to him, because I definitely needed that. One of the things he was talking about is when there's can't cry. There's like, if you see somebody falling off the word, you still love that person and you fight for that person. Now, I'm kind of in that situation. But I realized, because I was about to give up, and I realized, am I really speaking the word to him, though? And I wasn't, because when you're in that situation, like, if I were just to walk up to, like, Steffi Schott right now, it'd be so easy for me to speak the word to her. But when you know that somebody's kind of fallen off of that, more difficult, just like, because you know they don't want to hear it. So that's the difficult part. So I realized that you can fight for them, but the whole point of fighting for them is speaking the word to them, or the person, or however many people. But, well, that was one of the things, is, you know, you stand up for them, you fight for them, and eventually, you know, if it doesn't work, you might have to let them realize how, well, ignorant they're being. And then another thing is, this is my third year as being a dorm steward, and just being able to take care of people is so awesome. To have people come up to you and say, I need this, or I need you to pray for this, or I'm having a problem, or even just, we're running out of toilet paper. I made so many of those trips. But it was just wonderful, because you know you're doing something to bless somebody, and having those physical needs taken care of has them, you know, able not to worry about the physical needs, but being able to take care of the needs of hearing God's word. And that's definitely what we were there for. And then one more thing, I'm almost done. I can relate now with those older siblings seeing their sister, their brother come for the first year. Because it's definitely awesome to see your sister, well, in my case, my sister, or your brother run up to you and say, oh my gosh, I was so blessed. And you're like, really, about what? And they actually understand and they talk to you about it, and you're like, wow, I wish I could have been, how old are you, 14? 14 years old, and be able to hear that. I don't even remember how old I was, but just to have that understanding, I'm just now getting that understanding, and it's so awesome just to see that. And not only little people, but little people, like they're midgets. But like younger people, but like older people too, and it's just awesome. And I love you guys. And thank you, Tom. And, yeah.
I'm Lee McCaw, and I'm 16, and I believe this is my fourth year at teen camp. The biggest thing I learned this week was really the heart. What it means to have a meek heart, and what it means to have a heart that's ready to serve, and a heart that's meek to accept reproof, you know?
Because it's hard sometimes, you know? It's hard to step down and realize that you were wrong and be like, hey, you're right. This is godly. This is something I need. Instead of being like, well, I saw what you did yesterday, you know, why should I believe what you said? But it's God's word. It doesn't matter what they did. It doesn't matter who they are. It's God's word, and you accept that with your heart, and you have to have a meek heart for that, you know? And I learned that a lot this week, you know, instead of getting mad when someone's like, hey, what you said was wrong, and here's why. And saying, oh, okay, you know, thank you. Instead of being like, well, you know, just being like, thank you. And I just learned that a lot. And I learned also, you know, I hope you listened when Alfred was up here, because what an example to our lives. What an example of a meek heart, of a meek person, of someone who is ready and willing to serve, you know. Do you wake up every morning saying, what can I do for you, God, today? Or do you wake up every morning saying, how can I bless? How can I do everything, you know? No, it's God. God's the one that blesses. God's the one that speaks his word. And if you happen to be the one that's speaking it, it doesn't have anything to do with you. It has to do with God. And I just, you know, I just learned how much I can serve without thinking of me. Because it's not about you. It's not about what you can offer. It's not about what... how much you can give. It's about what God can give. You know, sometimes it's hard, though, because you think, oh, wow, I just really blessed this person because they came up to me and told me how awesome I am. Well, tell them to shut up and tell them it was God. Seriously, because that's who it was, you know? And it's hard. That's a meek heart. That's a heart that is just so ready and willing to serve. And, man, when we can have those hearts, and when we can look at each other and think, you know, how righteous you are, and how you were saved by grace, and I was saved by grace. And we can speak the word to each other, and we don't have to get mad when someone reproves you. We don't have to get mad when someone, you know, we rejoice when others rejoice, and we are, you know, we're a body, you know? And not being like, you know, when someone is getting something for something they have done, you know? To be happy for them, to be blessed that they were able to walk with God, you know, that they were able to do that, and I just really am, you know, looking at my heart and looking at the things I put in it and the thoughts that I am letting process in my brain, and to stop them before they come out and cause problems, you know. Someone reproved you. Okay, accept it. Instead of being like, so-and-so said something to me, but, you know, whatever. And then you forget about it, but then they have to think about that. Oh, wait, you know, I don't like them because they reproved them. Oh, great, now they're judging. And then you have 18 different fellowships when you wanted to have one, you know. You don't need that. Throw those thoughts away. It's, you know, I was just totally blown away by how we're able to do that and how we're able to just see God work and see God serve and see God work through lives of individuals and letting people serve, you know. I was a fellowship leader this year and, you know, I had a lot to do. I had a lot of responsibilities to take care of, but I also had some things that I needed to be taken care of, but I wasn't thinking about me. But God was continually taking care of everything that I had, you know. My back hurt. I was sitting there reading the word because I was getting ready for fellowship. Someone comes up, didn't say anything, was just like, can I rub your back? That's God, you know. That's God taking care of you. When you have a heart to serve and when you have a heart that's not thinking about your problems and when you're just doing the word, God will take care of you continually. You know, you won't have a problem. That's how a body works. You have a problem, God will take care of it, you know. Just keep your heart in the word and keep your heart to serve and keep your heart to give rather than to get, you know. And you'll get taken care of. So that's what I learned this week.
Hi, morning. I'm Heidi Papworth, and I'm 20, and I'm from here, Columbus. Well, originally I'm from North Carolina, but that doesn't count. Gosh. You guys are all so beautiful. You know, the best thing about teen camp was that it had nothing to do with teen camp. It had nothing to do with teen camp. It had everything to do with what God did for us, for you, for me. He gave us his son. What else won't he do, you know? He's given us his son. He's given us Holy Spirit. He's given us Christ in us, Christian, Christ in us, in here. Given us his love and his peace and joy and comfort and what else? Eternal life? What? Hope? Oh my gosh, we're so blessed. And oftentimes we wake up and say, ugh, it's raining out or whatever. Come on, you're so blessed. And he's given us a body. You know, he's given us all of this. And then he says, oh, by the way, here's about a billion other believers that you can lean on. And I don't want to cry, but that was what really blessed me about teen camp, was just to look around and you hear stuff like, hey, George, how are you? And George says, oh, I'm a little hot right now, but I'm righteous, you know? You don't hear that at work. You don't hear that at work. How are you? Oh, I'm freaking hot. This day sucks, you know? You know, you see your brothers and sisters and you see maybe they need something and God's telling you what they need and you go help them. Hey, you want to look at this in the Word together? You know, there is an adversary out there and crap happens, but we take care of each other. We're a body. We love each other with the love of God. We say, you know, I see that you need to learn more about healing. Let me tell you about it, you know? Gosh. And you know what? You're important to God. Each and every one of you is important to God. Don't you ever tell yourself you're not. You know? Don't you walk out of here today thinking that. It doesn't matter what you think about yourself. It's not a feeling. God loves you. You are important. You're important to me. You're important to these guys. You're important to Tom. You're important to each other. You know? You have a ministry in the body of Christ. And you know what that ministry is? To be you. I remember before camp, I'm like, Dad, am I teacher or apostle? Huh? Dad, what am I? Gosh, it's not, you can't put a label on it. Just be who you are in Christ. And that is the best thing you can do. Just live for God and be who you are. You're important to me and to everyone here, okay? And I love you guys a lot.
My name is Dustin Doherty, and I'm 21, and it was just a great, great pleasure to go to this camp and be a witness to see how many hungry people there were there, hungry for the Word, and, I mean, 13 and 14-year-olds who were just so humble to see that they wanted that Word so bad, that they just wanted to put it in their hearts and in their minds constantly and walk with that, and seeing that love that they had to walk forth with, and it was just a blessing to see this. I mean, kids that are 13 years old walking around with that love. And it don't matter what age you are. And that just helped me a lot to see how a God of love can do that no matter what. And how that God of love gave His Son for us, that we can walk out boldly in that now, knowing who He's made us to be through His Son. And it just blessed me a lot seeing the healing and deliverance He had because of that, at that camp. I mean, right away, the first day of camp, I was with a fellowship with a girl who didn't like to pray out loud. And that second day when she came back, Bridget asked to close out the word of prayer, and she jumped right into it and just started praying out loud. It was so great to see that. It blessed me a lot. And the motive behind all this whole camp was love. What reasonably more can you give to one another to glorify God than love each other? I mean, we owe no man but that. And to see that love was just phenomenal. I believe Jesus said when we fulfill that He becomes our friend. And not only our friend, but a joint heir with Him, like that we are children of God. And to have a relationship with Him. And my relationship grew phenomenal. And that not only did I get to walk out and trust God more and more, but to the fact where I got to do manifestations boldly and with conviction. And it was just awesome to see that. And I'm just real blessed, and thank you so much.
I'm Katie Sink. I'm 14, and this is my first year at teen camp. There's so many things I could share about, but there was one thing that I had never heard before, and it just really, really blessed me, and that was how God called Christ the last Adam. I just thought that was so cool. He didn't call it, like, the second Adam or the third Adam, because, like, it could go on and on and on. But he called him the last Adam, and that means that Jesus only had to die once for our sins, and we're redeemed, and we're righteous. And I could just keep going on and on, but that's basically what I wanted to share about.
My name is Timothy Fai. I'm 23. This is my first teen camp. And I was really blessed to go. One of the things that really blessed me was just being older than everyone and what it was able to show me from God's Word about that. You might say, looking at the story of my life and interpreting it in terms of God's Word, really believing God's Word. You know, some of us may have been born again more recently, like in the last couple of years, last year, however recently it was, and you know, maybe you got born again when you were 2 or 3 years old. Well, everything that Romans says about the righteousness you have, the peace with God you have, you know, dead to sin, alive to God, all that stuff, you know, being a son of God, that's been true of you ever since you were born again, whether you knew it or not. And I think I really, you know, I look at my life a lot of times in terms of when I started learning the Word. When I first started wanting to learn the Word. You know, the turning point in my life was when I started wanting to learn the Word. Well, from God's perspective, from what Romans says, the turning point in your life was when you get born again. And that's when you got everything you got. You know, and the next big change is glorified when Christ comes back. And just realizing that, you know, God has given grace to us. You know, according to the given grace differing according to whatever it says. Okay, Romans 12. you know, even that, when you got born again, you got what you got. And that was the greatest thing for me. You got all that God had to give you at that point. And coming to know that is a joy. And you can have joy and peace in believing. But it's something that God did, really. I think that was the thing that really hit me the most this year. And just seeing that among the younger people, you know, the 13, 14-year-olds, whatever, that, you know, hey, as far as God's concerned, they're righteous just like you. You know what I mean? And because it's something God did, not something you did. You know, that blessed me. I was very thankful to have the chance to go to teen camp, and I love you guys.
Hi, I'm Tom Sheck. This is my fourth year at teen camp. I got to be a leader this year. But, I thought I'd just share one thing that really blessed me, which was we got to see how where we came from. We were dead, sin, but now we're righteous when we believed on the resurrection of Christ Jesus. And because of that, we have full access to God. He's our Father and God. And we can just go to Him no matter what we've done, whatever's happened. Cause, I know in my life, I've messed up real big or something. I thought, oh, I'm too ashamed. I can't go to God. I can't pray. I can't read His Word. But we have full access to God now. And one thing that we covered that showed that was Romans 15 at the end. We got to see how Paul was talking about how he didn't know it at the time, but he was going to disobey God. But as you know, there's 16 chapters in Romans, and so he was still receiving revelation, even though he's about to make one of the biggest mistakes in his life. And that just really blessed me, because God views us as righteous no matter what we do, and we have that full access to Him no matter what, and we can go to Him, and we can serve even. Even if you don't feel righteous, you still are. And not only God views us righteous, but we view each other righteous, no matter how good what we've done or what we haven't done. Or if you read the Word 10 hours a day, or I don't, you know, we're still righteous no matter what. And we're all in this body together, and that just really blessed me. So.
I'm Brennan Burke. I'm 16 from Westerville. This year,
I just got blessed. I ran a fellowship again, and I got to see when we learned about how, like, what man came out of, and then, like, how we're all, like, horrible, you know, like the first two and a half chapters of Romans or whatever. You know, you just get to see the state of man before and how, you know, unworthy we were of anything God, of any of God's, you know, thoughts about us at all. And, you know, but he sends his son, you know. He doesn't just think about us and just like, oh, you know, they're in a bad state or whatever, because we don't deserve anything from God, but he gives us his son. And then, like with my fellowship, you know, when they start, especially the guys, you know, because guys, when they're exposed to the world and school and everything, they tend to put up like this front where they're that's different than what they are, you know, and they don't expose their real selves to you, you know, until you get to know them for a long, long time, you know. And but, you know, in the matter of a couple of days, you know, when they see that, you know, because of how unworthy we were of God's grace, and then he's given it to us anyway, that we're all the same and we're all equal, that there's no room for judgment, because, you know, because God hasn't judged us, you know. He's judged us holy and you know, and acceptable before him, you know. And we were able to see each other and who we really were, and we were able to expose our hearts to each other because of the word that we learned this week, you know. And that's how powerful God's words are, that they can change people's hearts. And you know, that can take years for somebody to be able to show you who they really are, you know, and expose their real self to you. And you know, in a couple of days I was able to really know these people in my fellowship, you know, and to really know their hearts for God's word. And whatever they showed to anybody else at the camp, you know, I knew their desire, and I knew that they wanted to live for God's word. And if you would just see them on the street, you might not know that, you know, but God's word can change people like that. And there's one other thing that really blessed me, because one of my friends came to camp this year, and it was his first time, you know, and he hadn't come to this fellowship for long. He had come here maybe two or three times, and I was really worried about it coming in, because I was like, you know, if he doesn't grow in God's word this week, maybe he'll reject God for the rest of his life, you know, because I don't know. And I thought that I was going to have to, you know, go and talk to him for like hours each day and make sure he was getting everything out of the teachings, but God, you know, because I was worried about him, you know, because I cared a lot about this guy. But God was able to comfort me, and you know, and he had the right fellowship leader, and you know, the right people sharing God's word with him, where I talked to him maybe 5 or 10 minutes every day, and that's it. And I didn't even think about it. And at the end of the week, he was more blessed and than he had ever been. And you know, he came up to me a couple days in, and he was like, you know, Brendan, I can actually believe God's word now. I actually see that it is God's word, and it's not just these things that men have written down, because that's one of the problems he had before. And, you know, and I never shared with him, you know, during the camp about that. And it was just God worked it in other people's hearts to, and not just his fellowship leader, because I saw people speaking God's word to him all through the week. He was able to grow, and I didn't even have to do anything, you know. It was God just worked in how, I don't even know how many of these team believers' hearts to go speak God's word to him. And, you know, and that's going to change his life, you know. So I guess that's it.
Thanks. Hi, I'm Casey McCaw. I am 18. This is my sixth year at teen camp. I guess what really stuck out for me was just about the new creation, that we are a new creation, that it's not a better me when we believe in Jesus Christ. It's not a I'm great now, but it's like it's something different. It's an entirely different mindset. It's hard to teach Adam to want to obey, you know, because he's not going to want to, but it's entirely different. It's the mind of Jesus Christ. We are able to put that on, and we are able to walk this way, but it's not me trying to revise myself and make myself want to obey and make myself want to do this, because I'm not going to want to. But it's an entirely different mind. It's just, I think you understand what I'm saying. Everybody touched on judgment, but that really blessed me this week, just to see, not just about me not judging other people, but me not judging other people for judging someone. You know, it just goes on and on. It never ends, you know. But it's just kind of cool that, you know, I can see myself that way, but I can see you that way too, because what God has made me. And I can look at myself and be like, wow, God saved me. And I can be like, God saved you too, you know. I'm like, don't really have the words to explain everything very well. And actually this week I got to this one girl specifically in my life came to teen camp, and she
wasn't quite sure of who she was in this world. She was very new in God's word, and but I ended up, you know, it was coming down to that she didn't want to be at camp anymore. She didn't want to, you know, she wasn't sure if she fit in. Her teen camp wasn't her thing, you know. You know, she wasn't used to not having so many activities, you know. It was kind of, what it was she wasn't used to, you know, our focus isn't what we do, but it's just, you know, we're there to hear God's word. It's not about going fishing or whatever, you know, activities like that. And that was really different for her, and she had to make the decision whether or not she wanted to do that, and she chose not to. And it kind of, it was hard on me at first because I was like, well, you know, because when that's kind of, when you're in that kind of situation, you're like, you're speaking God's word to someone, and they're like, they basically are like, no, that's not for me, and, you know, it hurts you because they are born again, and then they're like, no, and you're like, wow, you know. But God was really able to heal my heart on that, you know, because I didn't know her very well, but I knew that she was my sister in Christ, and that really sucked that we lost, you know, someone. But it was kind of cool to see how God just, you know, takes care of people's life, and, you know, God can still take care of her even though she doesn't come to fellowship or she doesn't want to come to teen camp, but God can still take care of her. God can still bless her life, even though she's not a part of what we do, because she is born again. And she, you know, so, I don't know, long story. But that's, I really got blessed this year, so, thank you.
My name is Nate Donahue. I'm from Columbus. I'm 18. This is scary. Just, I guess I want to thank Tom for a little encouragement in getting up here, because I didn't like being in front of people because I was worried about what they would think of me and what I would say, but that's one of the great things about being in the body of Christ. Ray's making faces at me. Because they don't care what you, how you dress or what you look like or where your background's from. They just see you as a son or daughter of God, and they just love you, and that's all they really care about. You can, like, if you're feeling down or something, you're not, I'm not sure if God loves me, and out of nowhere someone comes up and gives you a hug, and you're like, wow, I really am loved. And it's just a great feeling knowing that you are cared about. And even though out in the world, like, no one, there may be a fake love. Oh, you're needed, but there's a reason you're needed. We don't really love you, but, like, it's really the love of God here, and that's all that it is. And just seeing the body of Christ working together and the love that's shown, and it's just a really great thing. Being around so many believers who do love you, it's just a wonderful week. And I just really got blessed by that, and that was it.
Hi, I'm Rachel Schicks. I'm 18. This is my sixth year at camp. I'm from here. What really blessed me was just realizing how that I'm needed in the body of Christ. And, you know, I've heard the body of Christ teaching, like, how many times, but it just, you know, it clicked. And, you know, just, I was at a point where it was just like, who cares if I stand? Like, who cares? Like, I don't matter. But, like, how off the word is that? It's stupid and it's just off the word. And it just blessed me, just, you know, we're all so precious to God and so precious to each other. And just when I was at camp, I was just so blessed by the people. And maybe, like Heidi said, she kind of took mine, but that's okay. She, you know, maybe they weren't an apostle or a teacher, but they were them, and they just blessed me so much. And if I can just bless someone just a tiny fraction of what all you guys have blessed me, then, you know, it's worth it, you know? And just, that just really blessed me. I don't really have much to say, but just don't let the adversary make you think that you're not, you don't matter, because you do. You matter so much to me. You matter to God. You matter to this whole body. And, yeah, that's basically it. Thanks.
Hi, I'm Leslie O'Donnell. I'm 15, and this is my third year going to teen camp. While I was over there, I was trying to figure out what in the world. I know I want to share, but what in the world do I want? What do I want to share with you guys? Because there was so much that blessed me. I was tearing up over there hearing everybody share, but
I think I might have decided on one of the things I wanted to share with you, but if you want to find out what else it is, just come up and ask me after today, because I would love to share with you just anything I learned there. But one of the things was, at teen camp, there's kind of tight quarters in the sleeping areas. And obviously I'm a girl, so I slept with the girls, and there's stuff all over the place, you know, and it is pretty hard not to stub your toe or something like that. But I was just thinking about a teaching Tom had did, I think it was Tom, had done that, you know, you hurt something, like I stubbed my toe, and you don't realize how important that little piece of your body is until you go to step, and it hurts. And I was just thinking, what he talked about was, like, every part of your body is important. You don't realize how important your body is, any part of your body is, until it hurts. And how the body of Christ, you know, it's every person is important. In Romans 16, it's kind of a chapter that sometimes looked over, but it really shouldn't be. Because it's naming a bunch of people in the word who served. And it talks about one man, I can't remember his name right now, but he was like, he served in the background. You know, people, he didn't really get much recognition, but he was recognized in the word. That's how important he was to God. Just the backgrounds, the behind the curtains, stuff you never see. And that really blessed me, because I was at a point where I was just like, I'm not important, you know, there's got to be somebody else out there who has a ministry like me, you know, who could do the same, if not better, than me. But whenever I heard, you know, the teaching of, you know, you hurt any part of your body, you know, you notice it. And then how the different people who God acknowledged in the word for helping, I was like, wow, you know, this body needs me. You know, it needs everybody. And that was just one of the greatest things that happened to me. I also saw the body in action while I was there. There was a few things that happened that people needed to be taken care of, or I needed to be ministered to, and people just stopped and helped me. They just stopped and spoke in tongues for me. They cared about me that much. They stopped what they were doing and did that for me. I just wanted everybody to remember that you're not worthless. There's no one can take your place, ever. Thanks.
Hi, my name is Brian Williams. I'm 22. It's my third year at teen camp. I'm from Columbus, Ohio. What I wanted to share was just kind of a follow-up to what Josh said earlier, and that there was great deliverance and there was great growth that happened at this camp. And it was just simply for the reason that the Word of God was taught and the Word of God was believed. Nothing more than that. And it's the same Word of God that we have right here. You know, it's the same Word of God that I have when I go home. And there wasn't anything special about the trees or the water or anything. There wasn't anything different than what we have now. But there was something different. And it was our hearts going into the camp. It was our expectation and our desire to grow with God and to learn His Word and to serve each other in love. And I want to wake up every day in my life the same way, you know, as I do at teen camp and say, God, how can I serve you today? What are you going to teach me today? What can I do for you? I'm excited for my life, and I'm excited for our lives as we continue to just make his word the joy and rejoicing of our heart and continue to have the same expectation for deliverance and the same expectation for what God promises us in his word every day as I'm just very thankful that we have what we have, and let's take it. So.
My name is Tim Malzoff, from North Carolina, or Tennessee now, in between. And I'm 19, and I would just like to share that I never really had a, probably past 2 years, never really had a huge problem not praying or not speaking in tongues or not reading the word or not being faithful in attendance at fellowship every Sunday and Wednesday and all the special meetings sometimes once a month on Saturday or whenever. But I wasn't happy because that was my standard for righteousness. I had set my own standard somewhere along the lines. You know, don't get me wrong, sometimes God would just show me it's by grace and I'd be very blessed that day, but most of the time that was I lived by my standard I set for myself. And I had such high standards because I was afraid. And now I will continue to pray. I will continue to speak in tongues, read the word. I will still be faithful in attendance. But it's by grace. And I understand that now. Since it's by believing, it's by grace. Thank you.
My name is Bridget Richardson. I'm 18. This is my third year at teen camp. And I'm from South Dakota. And that's a long ways away, but it was well worth the trip. This week, Tom shared about how serving God is not about having fun. And you're like, whoa, you know, because you figure that God wants the best for you, and if having fun is good, then he wants you to have fun. But when you step back and you listen to your Father, and you know that he's speaking to you, which, by the way, happened for the first time for me this week, you realize that he puts you in a place that you need to be to bless others. And I was blessed to be a dorm steward this year. And I got to use that doctrine for I can take out the trash and be really mad about it because I have to take out the trash and it's trash and I don't like trash. Or you can take out the trash because you know that it blesses the people that you're around. And that you can do it for something better than yourself. You know, to bless the body. And it's also cool to be done with teen camp and go out into the world and see what the devil's going to try and throw at you next. And I'm staying with the Snyders. And we needed some extra cars, so Barb asked me if I could drive. And it's been a while since I've driven a manual, but I did it anyways. So you're worrying about driving your car and staying on the road and going the speed limit in a different state. And following the person in front of you, and all of a sudden the person is three rows that way and you're going off an exit ramp and you're like, whoa, how did that happen? And thank God for cell phones. But I had to do a little reversing on the shoulder of the road. And but it was neat to see the deliverance that somebody just happened to be driving by as Barb's cell phone died, gave her a cell phone and let her use that. And we were able to communicate and to get here, and we were late, but, you know, you walk in and you hear believers singing, and you're like, wow, my God is awesome. And that's it.
Okay, I'm Ian Thompson. I'm 15. I'm from Columbus. And, wow, I just really learned a lot from this week. It, you know, I'd never really previously, like, spend a good deal of time looking at all of Romans before. I would always read, like, you know, like Romans 5 or Romans 8. Like, they're great, but it just really blessed me just understand, like, the whole, like, the fullness of God's grace. Because if you read, like, Romans 1, 2, and 3 and stuff, you see, like, what shape you were in before you got born again and stuff. And, you know, and you really see, like, everything that God's done for you. And really, it made, like, Romans 12, 13, 14, 15, just, and 16 just so that much clearer. Because you see, like, all the work that God's, like, put into, like, making you his son stuff, you feel obligated to do something for God. You know, it's not just, you know, God wants you to do this. Like, you really just want to live for God. And, you know, what also really blessed me was looking at Romans 14, that, you know, it doesn't really matter if, like, we all don't agree on, like what certain verses of Scripture mean. Like, it doesn't really matter, like, what our hobbies are, or what our political views are. You know, we're all in the body of Christ. If we all agree that on Jesus Christ's redemptive work, then the body can still, like, function smoothly, you know, and we view each other as righteous. You know, I don't, like, go up to this one guy and go, well, he, like, believes that, like, I don't know, monarchy is the best form of government in the world. And, you know, no, I look at him and say, that guy is a son of God. He is righteous. You know, and then that you can, like, just be, you know, like, work with them. And, yeah, so that's what I learned, so.
Hi, I'm Britta Fuller. I'm from Rapid City, South Dakota. I'm 18, and this is my first year at teen camp. It's noon. I know you're all hungry. I'm hungry. I'll try and keep it short to the point. I also don't like talking in front of people. I'm the girl that Dustin was talking about who won't pray in front of people. And right now, I'm about to have a panic attack. But when we first met in our fellowships, I started crying because I cannot handle being the center of attention. And even praying out loud kills me. In my fellowship, there's 7 people, and I cannot pray out loud. But I know that right now I can go home, and I'll be able to do it. I can't speak in tongues. That's just something that is going on in my life right now. But I had some talks with basically the work women, and they blessed me so much. They helped me understand it's not a big deal that I can't speak in tongues. I'm still righteous. God still loves me. And I will be able to speak in tongues when the time is right for me. It's just not right now. I had a talk about how, you know, I don't even know. I'm about to cry. I talked with Bridget. She was my fellowship leader. And it was just such a blessing to talk to her. And after the talk, I just sat and prayed. And I was so healed emotionally and mentally, and it was just amazing. I was ready for the rest of the week to hear God's word and live my life according to it and walk in love. And it's just so amazing. Before, I went to fellowship, and I just went because I felt like I had to. I started going, and I was like, well, I'm going to disappoint the people around me if I don't go anymore. And they're not, you know, they're not going to love me as much, or God's not going to love me. And I didn't pray. I didn't do anything. But after coming to teen camp, I can pray and I can talk to God with knowing that he's listening to me, and that I don't know what to say. I'm rambling. I'm sorry. I can go home and I can read the word and know that that's the word. It's not just something these guys wrote down, because that's honestly what I did believe before. And basically summed up, I was just so blessed to be at teen camp, and I'm so glad that God made it available for me to go, and that he knew that I needed to go, and the teachings were what I needed to hear at that point in time. I don't know. I need to just stop. So, yeah, I was just really blessed to be able to go and blessed to be here. So,
My name's Laura, and I'm on staff. And first off, I'd like to thank all of you who didn't go for praying for us. It was definitely something that was needed, and we saw the results of God's power. Number two was that I really learned that there are no levels of service in the body of Christ. There's no better level or worse level of service in the body. No matter what you do in response to God's love for you is service to God. And teen camp is just one event during the year for a certain age of people. But our whole life is our event. So I just encourage all of us and to believe the word and respond in love and serve God. Thank you very much.
I'm Margie Mullins, and this was my seventh year at teen camp. And there was a lot of things that blessed me, but I wanted to tell you what can bless you. Have you been listening to everything that all these kids said? Me, and there's a few other people here that are getting older. These people are going to be taking our places. And did you hear what they said? There was all the word. And it blessed me so much. Robert was taking notes because he knows that you people are blessed. You're speaking the word to people, and it's teaching me a lot. So, yes, I have been blessed, and I'm still getting blessed. Thanks.
Hi, I'm Bosco, and I was blessed to Ireland. Sorry, Ireland. That's okay. It was significant that we didn't get to Romans 12 until Thursday morning, and that Tom and Jeff spent from Sunday through Wednesday building the blocks with us as to our freedom in Christ. And then once we were fully initiated in what true freedom in Christ is, then we got to Romans 12, 13, and 14, and we could express that freedom by love one towards another. And I think that was manifested today in the people who came up here to this microphone. They believe God's word, and that's expressed in their love one towards another. Thanks.
Hi, my name is Lisa Biederman. I'm 20, and this is, I think it's my seventh year at teen camp. And the biggest thing that hit home for me this week was all these things that God's made available for us. Like, he did everything, and all we have to do is choose to receive it. And it's not dependent on circumstance anymore. You can't be like, well, I just can't believe because of this, or I can't be joyful because of this. Like, you choose to love each other. You choose to have joy in your heart. You choose to be at peace. You choose all of these things. And you can't just be like, well, it's impossible to believe the word. It's not anymore. God made that all available for us. And I don't know, teen camp used to be like the one week of the year where it's like I had to go to teen camp, otherwise my world would fall apart. Because that was the only week that I could believe the word, and then I would go home, and it would kind of last for a couple months, and then I'd get talked out of it. And I'm like, oh my gosh, where's teen camp, you know? But I don't know, the coolest thing yet was, I guess it goes with what Willie and Josh said, that it's the word of God, and that's the only reason that teen camp means anything. But then that's also that one reason that whether we get to go to teen camp or we don't, like, we still have the word of God, no matter what. And the word is still the word, and God is still faithful to that. And he will back it up. And I don't know, so we can come home, and we don't have to only last for a month before we get talked off the word, you know. We can stand for the rest of our lives if we just take the word and we believe it. And I don't know, teen camp really blessed me this year, so thank you.
My name is Edward Shinnick. I'm from Ireland, of course. I'm 13. I was probably like one of the youngest people here that were here. I was like third youngest here. And I was really blessed this week to actually just come to America, just to stay with believers, go to the camp and listen to God's word, hear people my own age talking about the word. It was like a shotgun just blown at me with the word. It was like pretty cool just to hear people talk about it, and then to listen to teachings from Tom and Jeff. It was like amazing just to hear about Romans and all about Jesus Christ and Adam. And I was really blessed to hear people come up to me and say, wow, you're righteous. And I was like, it took me a while then to cop on to hear people say it more and more often. It was like really cool just to hear things. And then because I'm Irish, they'd come up to me and they'd like, oh, can you say this word properly? I was like, yeah, I can. And I said it, and then they're like, oh my God, that is so cool. And I was like, but like, it was amazing just to hear people speak to me about the word and then say it back to them and hear more people talk about it. And then to read God's word afterwards and have your own time to just study it for like a full week, that was like really cool. And that's what I'd like to share with you.
George James, and I'm 19, and it's my second year at teen camp. But something that really blessed me that everybody has talked about, but is so important to know, is that Romans is not about what I've done or what I have not done. It's about what God has done through His Son. And to really remember that. So that means as I do or do not do something, I'm still righteous as I'll ever be. I'm still God's Son. He never turns His back on me nor forsakes me ever. And it's really cool because it broke down a lot of different standards in the world that they have for us and say, oh, well, you didn't do this, so you're definitely not righteous, or I did this, so I am. That has nothing to do with our righteousness that we have. And it's great to see what God has done for us through His Son and to really know that. And when we wake up sometimes and we might not be thankful, then we sit there and we renew our minds until we are thankful, because we can. And that's what God says about us. So we better recognize that and know this is what God calls me. So I'm gonna wake up every day and do it every day if it takes that, 100 times a day. Say, yeah, I'm righteous. And whatever it needs to take for me to know that, then I need to do it. Because that's what God says, and it's true. And as by knowing that, I saw in Romans 1, it really blessed me a lot with Paul's heart. He longed to see these guys in Rome, longed with all, you know, that's just a great picture for me, just everything. He wanted to go see these guys, but he said, no, but I'm going to come when it's the will of God for me to come. That he was willing to obey the Father before he obeyed what he thought was needed or what he thought would be a great time for him. You know, and he did that because he loved God. Because I loved how Tom put it, you love God? Well, you can't hug God. You can't teach God something. You know, what are you going to do for God? Well, to show that you love God, you obey His word. You know, that's how you show that you love God. And just to see Paul's heart there was just so amazing. Because you see the care that he had for the churches, for the people of God. And that still came in second to what God would have him to do. And I know that we always skip that step, at least I do. You know, just we go through and we say, oh, that looks great. We look senses-wise when we need to be asking God what's needed first. And by doing that, then, oh man, what profit there is to it. And something that also really blessed me was knowing that this is God's word. This is what God says about each and every one of us. This isn't words of men. This isn't words that, you know, people just tell each other to make each other feel good. You know, when we come up and say that we're righteous to each other, that's just not something to make you feel good. I'm sure it does. But that's the truth. That's what God says about you. And how important we saw that whole week to really realize that, to really not have it be like, you know, well, you're righteous and just sort of let that go, but really to sit there and think about that for a second and think about that, what that entails. You know, God says you're righteous. The Almighty, creator of the heavens and the earth, who is now our Father, who we can go to at any time, you know, says we're righteous before Him. We stand before Him without one little speck, not even a remnant of sin. You know, what a privileged people we truly are. And we should definitely take heed to what He says we are and take heed to what He says every single one of us are. And to continue again to renew our minds to that fact. Because, you know, stuff comes up there that's not the word. But then that's when we say, no, we're not thinking that. We have a choice now. You know, like it was said, we can choose to put on the word or we could choose not to. It's a choice. But at least we can make that choice and do it. You know, we don't have to, we're not in slavery to bondage anymore. We can sit there and say, okay, this is the word. I'm not going to stop until my mind's renewed. And when it is renewed, what a joyous thing. You know, So I guess that's all I wanted to share.